Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, Max, just your thoughts on the outing. You get out. I know there's some pitches you'd want back, but you leave, the game's tied, and you go six innings that I know since that is so important come playoff time.
I felt like I was fighting myself at times, not executing two-strike pitches as well as I would have wanted, but I was working really well with Travis back there, really relied on him a lot, especially, calling pitches later in that outing. Felt like he had a really good feel in that game and really relied on him. Defense just made some really nice plays again. And Austin's big hit to get us back tied. The only thing that I was trying to do is just to keep it right there and give us an opportunity.
Okay, Mark.
Max, how do you describe what Tyler did there in the seventh? And then have you gotten to that point where you are confident that he's going to get out of that kind of situation more times than not?
I've got 100% confidence in Tyler. He's been doing it all year. When you have a lefty that comes in and is in the high 90s and has a wipeout slider, you're pretty confident that if you just hold the game tied or, with a little lead, that he's going to keep you holding it. And, he's thrown every game this whole playoffs, and obviously he's been extremely important to our success. So anytime that I can hand the ball off to him, it's probably a good thing.
Tyler?
Max, Brian Snitker was in here talking about how six innings in a playoff game is really tough, with all the extra adrenaline and emotion. How is it different going six at this time of year compared to another time of year?
I think it's just more emotionally and mentally draining, where every inning is, magnified. Obviously, one run could be the difference. If you give up one run and you fall behind 1-0, that could be it. So you know how important every single run is and every out. And you just kind of, I would just say that mentally you're exhausted and spent by the end of the outing.
JP?
Yeah, Max, the Dodgers hit a lot of home runs this year, kind of do that every year. Today it seemed like they shortened up, got a bunch of two-strike singles. Did that approach surprise you at all?
No. It's a really good prepared team. They're probably one of the best prepared teams in the league. That they know exactly what I'm going to be bringing to the table, and they had a really good game plan. They hit some balls hard, and we're looking for pitches in certain areas, and that's what good teams do. I think it's definitely a really tough game. So to be able to come out there and keep us in the game was basically my objective today, and I was happy to be able to do that.
You got a follow up?
Nope. Far back left.
Tyler, just the way that you guys are pitching right now on the back end, how much do you credit Snit for just kind of always believing in you guys, high or low? You're going back in that situation, good or bad?
Yeah, I think we've earned his trust, and I think that all those guys that are helping us with preparing for the game are, Drew French, the bullpen guy. He's been helping us a ton, and we're prepared when we go out there. We know what we need to do, and we just go out there and execute. And we got a stud back behind the plate, Travis Darnot. He's back there. He's seeing how the game is going and then having us make pitches that are going to get us in the best situation. So when you're surrounded by a bunch of people that know what they're doing, they're doing a great job at it. We just go out there and do our job, do what we need to do.
Okay, Tony in the middle.
Tyler, for you personally, what do you think about when you reflect on where you were maybe 2-3 years ago versus now pitching, getting huge outs in the NLCS?
I mean, back then I was just looking to play baseball, honestly. I didn't care if it was a men's league or Major League Baseball. I just wanted to be able to play baseball again. And then once I was able to play baseball again, it was, all right, well, let's see, what's the competition I can play against. And, I'm just so fortunate to have made it back here for the Braves who have taken a chance on me and trusted me in situations like this. It takes a lot for an organization to go ahead and send a scout out to where I was and to pick me up in the middle of the season and then trust me, you know, in the last couple of years in their bullpen. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like this was always the goal, but it was never never right there. So it was definitely a grind to get here.
Jalen, down front.
Hey, Max. When you really look at your performances down the stretch and into the playoffs, what is one thing that you feel like you have really honed in on that has helped you continue to provide these great performances?
Simplifying it down to just execution. Just trying to execute every single pitch. Just really having trust in my stuff and, you know, what Travis is calling back there and what we're able to kind of game plan with. But I think it's just as simple as just trying to execute every pitch and not trying to do too much.
Anything else for these guys? Alden?
Tyler, do you remember who the scout was who recommended you?
I've been told it, and I can't remember his name right now. I can get it for you, though, because I definitely want to put him in there if you're writing anything on him.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.